Don't let imitators fool you. Epic Health is the only testosterone clinic who takes insurance and is dedicated solely to testosterone therapy. Epic Health, behind Chili's on Rodney Parham in Little Rock.
You are back in the zone. Live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com. Nobody got nothing in my pocket.
What, so soon? Welcome back. We're not in Beverly Hills. We are in West Little Rock, though. Justin Akre. Phil Ellison has gone off somewhere. His back is fine, though. There he is. He's visiting. Matt Harris is here, and we are joined now by the coach of the University of Central Arkansas Bears. 100 wins to his credit. Clint Conk joining us. Coach, good to see you.
Well, it's great to be here in Little Rock. Thanks for having me, guys.
It's been almost 48 hours.
Yeah, I know. We do this a lot, don't we? That's part of it at this time of the year.
Well, Coach, it's our president and athletic director rolling here. Good timing.
Dr. T, great to see you. President Courtway, Mr. Adcock, good to see you.
Coach, it was a rough weekend, I guess, is the only way to phrase it. I know.
I'll put it in simpler terms. Train wreck.
Yeah.
A train wreck.
The good news is we almost never see games like that.
But, you know, I guess it was the worst thumping that we've had since we've moved to Division I by an FCS school. Played a great Tulsa team back in, I guess it was 2008 or 10, maybe.
Yeah.
And man, they were a really talented team, and they got after us pretty good, similar to Saturday. But, yes, I mean, really uncharacteristic, some things that happened to our defense. You know, we didn't play very assignment-sound, discipline-type defense, and give McNeese State credit. They had a great offense, and they played extremely disciplined, very well, executed all their trick plays and ran the ball well, had a few breaks go their way, and, you know, we gave up, and I'll talk about this today a little bit. We gave up 9 plays, Matt. You'll appreciate this, or maybe not appreciate it. We gave up 9 plays over 25 yards.
Golly, that's too many big plays.
That's too many big plays, and both via the run and the pass. Hmm. Then offensively, you know, we made some adjustments coming out of the open week. You know, we beat Missouri State, but we didn't play extremely well on offense, and we rolled up 645 yards, and you know, we averaged a bunch of yards per play and did some really good things. But unfortunately, you know, we had 3 turnovers, again, 2 tip ball interceptions, which has really haunted us this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had another pick 6. And, you know, 28 points and 645 don't match, mm-hmm. you know. So there are some points that were left out on the field offensively. And then defensively, like I said, we missed some assignments, missed a lot of tackles, which is very uncharacteristic of our defense because we have really been one of the better defenses. I think we were maybe 22nd in the nation in total defense going into this game.
Yeah, I think second in the conference in total defense coming in.
So we've had some injuries over there, and I'm not going to make any excuses, but, I mean, you know, when you lose 2 fifth-year senior corners.
That hurts.
Or fifth-year senior corner in safety and mm-hmm. a nickel back, and, you know, we had some other guys, suspension, you know, your leading tackler and that kind of thing. But, you know, young people need to step up and, you know, assume those voids, and we'll learn a lot from it. And it's how we move forward from here. And adjust to the adversity and adjust to where we are and who we are will really define our season. And, you know, we're not even halfway through. We're 2-3, 0-1 in conference. You know, we've been in this situation before. I guess we started 0-1 2 years ago. We lost to Sam Houston pretty good on the road. Mm-hmm. You know, remember that years ago?
Yeah, lost the quarterback. And
yeah, we had some injuries in that game and so forth. So, and that team responded tremendously.
Well, what it does is, and I was actually talking to your son Chase before the game, and I mean, if you lose this game, which you unfortunately did, it just lessens your margin of error. I mean,
right.
But again, this is a team that still has playoff potential. Talk to me about the expansion of the FCS playoffs for those who don't follow it closely. And this is a conference that came into the weekend ranked 2nd in the country in overall conference power.
Yep.
So, I mean, as far as the Southland goes, you guys are about as good as you've ever been.
Yeah, we've really enhanced from top to bottom, you know, the conference. And I don't know if we're doing our part this year, but I think we were the 4th or 5th ranked conference in the country. And you know, like Justin said, moved up to 2nd. But, you know, this year we go to a 24-team playoff system. I know that the FBS goes to a 4-team playoff system. That'll expand somewhere down the road when enough people get mad
oh, yeah.
and enough money's thrown on the table. But,
yeah.
You know, and will it ever get to 16? You know, I could see it going to 8 one day, but it is a 24 team. We have 10 automatic qualifier or 11 automatic qualifier conferences, I believe. You know, so the champion of those conferences get an automatic bid, and then 13 at large berths. I believe that's correct. And then they'll seed 1 through 8 and, you know, do whatever they do, and then we'll eventually have a true national champion on the field. And, right. You know, that's pretty cool. And we've been very fortunate to play ourselves into that, either as champions or at large selections the last several years. And again, we've had a great run. I mean, you know, Josh Goff, and you know Josh, our assistant in SID, you know, grabbed me after, and I said, great, I got to go speak to the Little Rock Touchdown Club and talk about this massacre. And they says, Coach, it's about the body of work, and it's about where we are, where we've been, and where we're going. And, and that's the message and the theme that I definitely want to share, is that, you know, our university's on the upward tick as a campus, as a university, our sports programs. I mean, arguably the best baseball program in the state of Arkansas last year. Mm-hmm. You know, conference champions, went to the regional finals and lost in – the last game, best out of three to Mississippi State. Yeah. You know, we beat Kansas along the way, Wichita State along the way. So Alan Gumb's done a great job. Our volleyball team got beat in the regionals up at Washington. You know, we've had conference championships in football and playoff appearances. So really, you know, our athletic department's on the uptick. Our university's on the uptick. I think the vision of Tom Courtway, our president, and Brad Teague, our athletic director, just physical improvements, budget improvements, just the things we need to do. So, that's the message we want to send today, not the MMA beatdown that we had on Saturday.
No. Well, yeah, we weren't in a cage, but there were certainly some similarities. One of the things about the UCA program, Coach, since, you know, I've been doing your coach's show, and I guess in the last several years since I've been calling the games, is, and for Sully and I, is the play of the quarterbacks. And Coach is so good at developing quarterbacks, he even developed one that's never going to play for him, who's going to eventually be a starter at UT San Antonio. Yeah. Of course, genetically he's gifted because he's related to you, but I do want to talk about that a little bit. We do give too much credit and too much blame to quarterbacks. Yep. However, when you've got a quarterback that at least is adequate or a little better, you always have a chance. And you guys, whether it's a fifth-year senior that couldn't get on the field until that point in his career, or a true freshman like Nathan Brown, you guys have always had excellent quarterback and receiver play, and it certainly helps you and gives you a chance in just about every situation.
Well, I think, number one, it goes into the recruiting process. You know, identify guys that are winners, obviously, fundamentally can – you know, strong arms, have the mental makeup that we're looking for. And then when you get them on campus, you got to develop them. I mean, it's just like safeties or or offensive linemen or any position. But obviously the quarterback touches the ball every play. It's a very important position. And, you know, right now we've got to value the ball a little bit better. You know, some of the deflections and so forth, you know, a lot of people are scheming Winrick now to, you know, they can't get to us because we've given up very few sacks this year.
Right.
You know, they're elevating and getting their hands on the balls and that kind of thing. But yeah, the quarterback play at our place has been great. I've been fortunate to have some excellent quarterback coaches, and most recently here, you know, Nathan Brown, who you mentioned, you know, threw for well over 10,000 yards and 100 touchdowns in our system here at the university, and now he's you know, tutored Nathan Dick for 3 years, and now he's had Winrick Smothers for the last three or four. So you know, it's a little different philosophy. And, again, I don't know Coach Bielema. I obviously know of his reputation at Wisconsin and some of the really positive things I think he's already done here in the state. Mm-hmm. But the game goes through the quarterback's eyes in Conway. In Fayetteville right now, it may go through the tailback's eyes. You know, and I think that's a safe, you know, perception there. And sometimes that gets you in trouble. Sometimes, you know, you're the hero or the goat. But, you know, like our young man threw for 400 and, I don't know, 50, 60 yards the other night and rush for another 145-50. So plenty of offense. We got to value the ball a little bit better, and we got to score a few more points. But I'm really proud of the quarterback tradition that we've built there.
You are a Saints fan, growing up as a Saints fan in Louisiana. Matt is obviously a Cowboys fan. He had no choice in his house. You're talking about two quarterbacks that are going to be among the greatest in NFL history, statistically speaking.
Statistically speaking.
One guy has won a Super Bowl, and one guy is poised to leave his team.
One playoff game.
And that guy is Drew Brees, and he's about to lead his team to the playoffs again, it looks like. And then you got Tony Romo. What is it? Can you point your finger to any one thing about winner versus a guy that just can't seem to get there when you need it?
You know, Matt's point just said it's mental. It's mental, and, you know, the it factor. Mm-hmm. But I'll go back, and I didn't see the game yesterday. I was a little busy cleaning blood up, but there's a lot of blood at Estes Stadium yesterday. But I kind of got the recap on SportsCenter late last night. I guess it was a 50-something shootout. Is that
shootout.
Right? We got to play better defense if we're the Cowboys. Yeah. Let's don't put our quarterback in that situation.
We gave Manning his first pick.
Well, that's good, but I mean, he gave up 50-something points.
Oh
too.
Yeah, it was.
But my point is that it's something about an it factor and the mental aspect of the game and pressing under pressure, and that's something that. You know, I'm sure the Cowboys over the years have put Romo in that situation, but you know, we create those situations in practice at our place.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, minute five to go, you need a touchdown.
Yep. Down four.
Know, down four.
One timeout.
You know, or we got 90 to go, we need a field goal. You know, no timeouts, and the more times you put them in those situations, you hopefully they respond in a better way on game day. But I'll take Tony Romo every day of the week and twice on Sundays.
Yeah, I think
you know, and. An FCS quarterback and then, played at Eastern Illinois.
Yeah.
And
that
means you'll be disappointed every day of the week and twice on Sunday, unfortunately, if you're a Cowboy fan. But the good news is the Aints are rolling, so you got that going, which is good. Well, Coach, good luck the rest of the way. There is it's an exciting run here. Bears back at home this week, Nebraska Kearney coming in. It is Kearney. I actually had an old fraternity brother from Kearney, Nebraska, when I was at Iowa State. But
I had a roommate that went there.
Yeah. So
speaking of tough losses, we didn't talk about that one this weekend.
Which one?
The Longhorns and the Cyclones.
Yeah, I don't want to.
That's a tough loss.
He gave me the two-hand wave when I brought it up. He didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. The only blood I wanted from that game was from an official. But nevertheless, we move on. I'm over it. It's okay.
That's
I'm focused on Nebraska Kearney. 3 o'clock kick at Estes Stadium this weekend. And the good news is, and Coach, I know you can't talk about this, but the bottom line is Bears are going to be favored in just about every game for the next handful of weeks. Lots to play for, lots of potential. And with the expanded field this year, they're going to be at least a couple teams out of the Southland Conference going to the playoffs.
Well, I think the big key here is we've got to go back and put some value on the football. And I was really excited about some of the things we did in the run game. And then, you know, our red zone offense has to be a little bit better. And then we just, you know, we got to go back to tackling, back to the fundamentals. You know, the game is still about blocking and tackling. I thought that for the first time this year, Justin, and we watched it really close, and I don't know how much you and Steve saw this in the booth, but for the first time this year, including Colorado, you know, they kind of had our way with the defensive line. Mm. And when that happens, that makes everybody else behind you a little bit more average. Yeah. And so we got to go back to attacking, getting 2 feet in the ground, striking with our hands, playing gap integrity. You know, we only had 5 tackles to loss. We were one of the best in the nation. I think we had 40-something going into this game in 4 games.
Yeah.
And you know, McNeese did a great job of handling us up front. So we've just got to go back to the fundamentals of controlling the line of scrimmage. And if we can get that done, you know, hopefully get a win this Saturday, build some momentum, and then finish up the last 6 games in conference.
Yeah, 2 games ago, this is a defense that gave up 17 yards in the third quarter and 70 total yards in the second half and shut out Missouri State. So it is amazing what can happen.
And let's give McNeese State credit.
No doubt.
I mean, they scored 50-something and beat South Florida. Kind of had a little bit of a setback last week against Northern Iowa. That beat Iowa State.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
It all comes back to Iowa State.
You know, I don't know why you got to poke at me. I know we had a rough weekend, but I don't know why you got to pick on me.
Misery loves company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's good. I get to suffer through the Iowa State loss and the UCA loss.
Wait till you hear this speech up here today.
I can't wait. That's great. How many times am I mentioning there? I should have previewed your speech. Anyway,
you're good.
Clint Conk will be speaking to Little Rock Touchdown Club here. We will play that live. So. Make it count, Coach. No pressure here. So we appreciate you stopping by, though, and look forward to a rebound this week up in Conway.
Absolutely, and I appreciate what all you guys do to promote, you know, the University of Central Arkansas, but sports and athletics across the board throughout the state. It means a lot
Absolutely.
To us.
Appreciate
it.
All right.
Good luck
that is Clint Conk. We'll be back in just a moment. It is 11:49. We've got to take a timeout as we head into the break. I want to remind Coach that he is not far from Crazy Mike's Shrimp and Wings, and being a Louisiana native, he certainly appreciates good Cajun food. So whether it's a crawfish po' boy sandwich or crawfish bisque,